Chicago's Auburn Gresham community suffered through decades of disinvestment. Today, with help from JPMorgan Chase, new investment is breathing life back into the community, bringing jobs and access to essential services for residents. Learn more at jpmorganchase.com/impact.
He rubs against your legs, purring loudly. Large, sapphire eyes gazing up at you. Love is in the air. Until he lunges at the only exposed skin on your ankles. As unpredictable as your cat may be, you want a cat litter you can count on. World's Best Cat Litter is the hardworking, odor-destroying litter with no harmful chemicals or clay dust. And because it's made from corn, it's natural and sustainable. Try World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Cell Signal Storm Podcast.
Said it before and I'll say it again. The oldest set of crises that plague this nation that are courtesy of the Democrat Socialist Party, the crises at the southern border. It is a deadly set of crises. It is a national security threat set of crises. It is a human health set of crises. And it has only gotten exponentially worse every single day. Left-wing crazy nut jobs are in their jobs inside the Biden regime. The lead nut job is a man by the name of Alejandro Mayorkas. Alejandro Mayorkas is such a low piece of pond scum. This man, he knowingly lied about Latino border agents whipping illegal aliens so he could falsely malign them and continue to keep those who want law and order at the border at bay, while he and Beijing Biden allowed 6.5 million illegal aliens into the United States. And those are the simple facts. Alejandro Mayorkas, just following orders, is one of the most dangerous men on the planet. He has enabled the rape and the torture of women and children. He has enabled the free flow of fentanyl into this country, killing 110,000 Americans last year. And he has allowed over 6.5 million illegal aliens, 1.2, 1.3 million of them are known gotaways. We have no idea who they are. And frankly, neither does Alejandro Mayorkas. And he doesn't care. He doesn't give a damn how many of those happen to be foreign military or terrorists or rapists or murderers that get into this country. He just doesn't care. He sat in front of Senator Ted Cruz, and Ted Cruz was ready for him. The only senator that is a conservative from the state of Texas was ready for Alejandro Mayorkas and his filibustering. Senator Ted Cruz, in just masterful fashion, was able to construct yes or no questions to illustrate that Alejandro Mayorkas refuses to answer yes or no questions. They are simple questions. These are questions he should know, but he refuses to answer. I wish I could play all 11 minutes of this, but I just want to give you a taste of what our senator, the only real senator the state of Texas has, what he did to this puke by the name of Alejandro Mayorkas. Listen.
Is there a crisis at our southern border?
Senator, there is a very significant...
That's a yes or no question.
There's a very significant...
Is there a crisis?
Senator, there's a very significant challenge.
I think your microphone is not on.
So not only is this puke Alejandro Mayorkas, not only is he refusing to answer a very simple question, is there a crisis at the border or not? In your opinion, as the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, is there a crisis at the southern border? Either yes or no. So not only is he dodging the question, he's also a moron. He didn't even turn on his microphone.
There is a very significant challenge that we are facing.
Yes or no,
at the southern
is there
border.
A crisis?
I believe I've addressed that question.
So you're refusing to answer?
Senator, there is a very significant challenge. And
will
we
you
are
answer if there's a crisis?
Therefore, we are dedicating the resources.
Okay, so you're refusing to answer. Well, Secretary Mayorkas, I'll tell you someone who is willing to answer, which is your and President Biden's chief of the Border Patrol, in a sworn deposition in July of 2022 when asked, would you agree, Chief Ortiz, that the southern border is currently in crisis? Answer, yes.
See, Ortiz is a patriot. Ortiz is a man who loves this country and believes in the rule of law. Alejandro Mayorkas is a degenerate, is a weeping sore on this country, a wart on the ass of humanity. So Ortiz is a man of integrity. Alejandro Mayorkas is not. So when you ask a man of integrity, is there a crisis? And, well, either way, I don't believe there is, or I do believe there is. But Mr. Mayorkas is trying to have it both ways. He's a politician and a slimy, weaselly one at that.
Notice none of those wiggle words, none of that equivocation. One word, one syllable, yes. Are you willing to speak with the same clarity as Chief Ortiz? Is there a crisis at our southern border, yes or no?
Senator, I'm very proud to work alongside.
But you refuse to answer. Let me ask you the next question.
Notice as Senator Cruz tries to get a simple yes or no answer, this man is sitting there filibustering. He's been instructed to not give a straight answer, to give the speech that you want to give and not provide a direct answer. That is the action of a liar, of a dishonest man. A man, dare I say, who has something to hide.
Has the crisis at our southern border made Americans less safe, yes or no?
Senator, we are dedicated to the safety.
Has the crisis made Americans less safe? I don't want a discourse. It's a yes or no question.
Senator, we have a challenge of...
You refuse to answer the question.
Not...
Mr. Secretary, let me show you how someone doing his job answers a question in a straightforward manner. Chief Ortiz, is the crisis that is currently ongoing at the southern border making the border less safe for Americans and aliens alike? Answer, yes. One word, one syllable, three letters. That's how someone answers a question and does their job. You're being a politician misleading the American people. Let me give you a chance again. Will you show the same integrity Chief Ortiz shows? Is the crisis at the southern border making Americans less safe? Yes or no?
Senator, we have 260,000.
You refuse to answer the question. Let's move on.
Yeah, he has no integrity, Senator Cruz. Alejandro Mayorkas, this weaselly pimple, this weaselly puke, he has no integrity. That's why he's allowed 6 million illegal aliens with 1.3 million gotaways to come into the country. Why he's allowed drugs and guns and the sex trade to flourish across the southern border, because this man has no integrity or worth.
And security of the
American next question, people. Mr. Mayorkas, has the crisis made aliens less safe? Yes or no?
Senator, we are seeking.
So you won't answer that question either.
If you,
it's a yes or no. Has it made aliens less safe?
Senator, smugglers are exploiting.
Has the crisis made aliens, yes, less safe? Are you willing to answer it?
Senator, the smuggling organizations.
Okay, you're filibustering again. Let me ask you this question. How many migrants have died under President Biden?
Senator, your phrasing of the question is actually quite misleading.
How many migrants died in 2022?
Approaching our southern border?
Yes.
Precisely why we are seeking to exclude
Do you know the answer? Do you know how many died?
I do not.
You do not. Of course you don't. I know how many died. 853.
That is
853. And by the way, here are the numbers that have died every year. You go back to 1998, you see it's consistently between 300 and 400, 300, 400, 300, 400. Suddenly, 2021, what happens? You get in office, and that red line are dead bodies. I've been on the Rio Grande, and I've seen dead bodies floating there who've drowned because of your refusal to do your job. You don't even know how many have died.
Senator, it's because he doesn't care. They're just illegal aliens. They're just a tool for the left-wing administration. They're just another mechanism to contribute to chaos and to seek the undermining and to enable the undermining of our Constitution and the rule of law to overload our system. How many illegal aliens have to perish? How many illegal alien children and women have to be sold into sex slavery? This smug puke has no care for any of that. My hat's off to Senator Ted Cruz, the only worthwhile senator this state has. We'll talk more about the border on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
All right, folks, let's get to the guest here, Chris Russo, Texans for Strong Borders, pushing for strong bills in the Texas legislature because, well, frankly, the federal government can't be trusted with this job anymore. Mr. Russo, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Thank you, Chris, for having me on.
So 30,000 feet up, where are we on the borders as you and I are talking today?
Well, as you know, there's an unprecedented crisis at our southern border. In the first 2 years of the Biden administration, the official numbers are something to the order of 5 million encounters with law enforcement, and then 1.2 million known gotaways, which means by any reasonable estimate, you're looking at 7 to 10 million in the actual number of people who have come over here, including those that have not been detected crossing, which is just astounding.
Right. Well, officially, We've been saying 6.5 million illegal aliens have been granted passage either with our knowledge or without our knowledge into the United States. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah. And of the 1.2 to 1.3 million gotaways, we have no idea who they are. These are the folks who ran away from law enforcement, not ran to law enforcement to say, here I am, amnesty, amnesty, let me in. So what are your concerns? I have my own, but what are your primary concerns about the 1.2 to 1.3 million gotaways?
Well, certainly those are people that entered between ports of entry, didn't want to get caught. And so the potential for extra criminal activity or probably pre-existing criminal affiliations is just extremely high. Those people might be in, you know, some sort of drug smuggling agreement with the cartels, or, you know, for a variety of reasons, they might have run away. And so, you know, that many people crossing that want to get away from law enforcement, even when they know that the chances are, even with if they're apprehended, they'll be let free into the United States unless they have a pretty bad record. That just indicates to you that these people are pretty serious about being up to no good once they get here.
Now, I have had, in particular, after the little China spy balloon stunt was perpetrated on us, allowed by our own government and perpetrated on us by the communist Chinese, I have serious concerns about foreign military gaining access to the United States. You?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly a part of it. As we know, the profile of the people that are coming across is no longer limited to, you know, people from Mexico or even the Northern Triangle countries in Central America. It's everyone from all over the world, 150 plus countries. And so those people have various loyalties. Many of them could be mixed in with foreign military agents. Certainly that's a possibility. You know, I tend to think that the danger is big enough from the people that are coming in regardless of their intent. And then not knowing on top of that, what kind of elements are coming in with those 1.2 million known gotaways, as we said, that just is, it's a pretty scary prospect for our country.
We're talking with Chris Russo, Texans for Strong Borders. These folks are pushing for strong bills in the Texas legislature to combat this. So where are we? What is working in Texas? What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong?
So far in the Texas legislature, there have been a variety of pretty good bills on the immigration front filed. Obviously, the session was a little bit slow getting started, and so those bills are just starting to get hearings. So tomorrow in the Senate Border Security Committee, there's going to be a Senate resolution by Senator Lois Kolkhorst that's talking about Article 1, Section 10, an invasion declaration, which is one of our top priorities in the in this legislative session. There have been a lot of other good bills that have been filed on E-Verify expansion, on finishing the border wall, on protecting public school funding from the cost of illegal immigration, and then one on addressing the question of birthright citizenship, which is something that has obviously drawn a lot of people to the United States, because they know that if their children are born there, born here, rather, they'll be granted automatic citizenship. And then another one is trying to fix the problem of Texas way back in 2001 becoming the first state to grant in-state tuition to illegal aliens. And so there have been two bills filed in the House to that effect.
Now, I also am aware of the Senate just recently passing a bill to basically say that fentanyl dealers are could be charged with murder. That's a pretty good disincentive, right?
You would think so. I mean, certainly the question remains on how easily you would be able to trace that back to the source. But yeah, I mean, obviously the fentanyl issue is something that is very, very visible, and it's impacted, you know, thousands and thousands of Americans. And you can trace a lot of that activity directly to what's coming across the border. And increasingly, it's not even having to be shipped in from China to Mexico. It's being manufactured right there in Mexico. And so obviously if we are to heighten the penalties, then that lowers the incentive for people to get involved with this. So we're in favor of that bill,
yeah.
Certainly.
And you know, that brings me, speaking of Mexico, to AMLO, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the socialist who runs Mexico. He said recently that the reason why the United States has 110,000 people killed by the fentanyl, by opioids and illicit drugs every single year is because there aren't enough hugs in the United States. We're not hugging our families. We're not family-centered, says the socialist, the repressive socialist in Mexico. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it's pretty ridiculous on its face. I mean, we've heard stories about the effects of fentanyl going into communities that already have drug problems. So, for example, we've heard stories about Philadelphia, where, you know, fentanyl replaces the heroin dens, and that's strictly because of cartel activity. Like, you can make a direct link where that switchover goes in, and then people start dying off of a single dose. And so the other thing that you need to realize is that AMLO has direct ties with the cartels, and he is fully integrated into their system. And so, of course, he's going to run cover for them. And it's sort of like it's adding insult to injury for all those families in the United States that are affected by this crisis.
Yeah,
and so, I mean, it's ridiculous on its face, as we know, and obviously just shifting of responsibility.
True. And the subtext is that, you know, American families don't love their children the way Mexican families do. And you don't give your children enough hugs. And we're not responsible because we allow narco-terrorists to use our country as a base of operations. And the vast majority of our government is crooked. No. We're not to blame. It's you Americans, and you don't love your children. You know, see, and I don't know about you, Chris, but me, your liberty-loving Latino here, I'm of the opinion, yeah, I love my children so much, I want to shut down that border because I don't want to expose my children to the likes of your crooked government in Mexico. What would you say to that?
Yeah, that's 100% true. I mean, right now, these cartels are basically in operational control of the border. They control a lot of the assets on both sides of the border. They have extensive tentacles that run from the border into the United States. in terms of business ties, in terms of accountants, lawyers, all of that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, certainly the border needs to be shut down, and there needs to be a huge counterterrorism operation run on the U.S. side of the border as well as on the Mexican side to root these organizations out. Otherwise, we're going to continue to have basically this free flow of people and drugs into the United States, and that's only going to have a negative effect.
Jason Jones, I'm sure you know that name. He is a correspondent for Newsmax, came up with exclusive video. I was astonished. There are foxholes and entrenched positions that these narco-terrorists, and I have to speculate they're getting cooperation from foreign governments. They have long guns. They have military-style guns, and they're militarizing our border. The only entity militarizing our border are foreign nations, and Joe Biden and the Democrats have abandoned our border. That's fair, isn't it?
Oh, it's certainly fair. And to the extent that you have National Guard deployed at the border, they're not allowed to engage in any sort of like law enforcement action. They're not allowed to repel people from crossing in any meaningful fashion. When you see the gunboats and the Humvees and most of the people that have weapons out there, I mean, when I was out in Eagle Pass earlier this year, people had empty magwells when they were on the along the river, and the gates to the barbed wire fences were unlocked. And so it's just easy to see that a lot of this is just showmanship, and the Biden administration trying to say that, oh yeah, we've got it. We've got the National Guard on a mission to the border, but they're handcuffing them. Basically, they're just saying like, you have no law enforcement authority here, and that when someone comes across, you tell them, stay here and we'll call Border Patrol and we'll bring you over to a processing facility where more often than not, you'll be let out into the country without being detained with some indeterminate court date. And so, yeah, we're not even attempting to use the military might of the National Guard or anything to try and stop the operations of the cartels. Right now, from what we can tell, it's pretty much observation and intel, and then they're being posted up to basically call Border Patrol to come and pick these people up. And so, yeah, it's true. The cartels are the ones that are militarizing the southern side of our border and even significantly into our border and harassing our farmers and ranchers and business owners in the United States.
Chris Russo, our guest, Texans for Strong Borders. Now, his emphasis has been to get Texas to do the federal government's job because, well, frankly, at the end of the day, my friends, it is we, the people, who pay the price. Let's turn our attention to what the federal government is doing or not doing. This is Molly Lyon talking with Tom Homan, a very good man. I've had the honor of interviewing him and speaking at events with him. And it turns out they had a hearing up on Capitol Hill about the 6.5 million illegal aliens that we know of that have been allowed into our country. And there was something that happened at this hearing. Listen.
So the Democrats did not show at this hearing. They had initially planned to go. GOP leaders slamming them for refusing to step up and take action. But Democrats have accused Republicans of trying to score political points. And it goes back and forth. But Chief Ortiz asked lawmakers for help. He said the whole of government needs a solution. He suggested legislative or policy adjustments. Is there political will on any point, on some point, that would make a difference?
Now, before I let Homan respond, I wanted to get your take on this, Chris, because I have been saying for years that the illegal immigration problem we have is a bipartisan illegal immigration problem. Both Republicans and Democrats have passed stupid, vacuous laws that a fifth grader would say, hey, that's stupid. That's vacuous. That's not going to do any good. That's going to incentivize. That's going to continue illegal immigration. I'm talking about the asylum criteria and the like. I think that these both of these political parties have played us, and it's the American people against the majority of those in Congress, regardless of party. Am I wrong?
That reality was the impetus for me founding Texans for Strong Borders, is that without pressure, the Republican Party has shown from the Reagan 1986 amnesty all the way forward that they're willing to do only this quote-unquote grand bargain, which ends up being amnesty now for a promise of border security at some time in the future. And that never works out. The border is no more secure today. It's less secure than it's ever been in the past. And unfortunately, I think in the House, I think there is the political will for something meaningful to get passed. But I have my doubts about it going anywhere in the Senate, particularly if the House passes something very strong. But what it will say is that it will shift the blame to the people who are obstructing meaningful legislation to secure the border. And so I think it's imperative that Republicans, while they control the House, pass something that is legitimately strong and fixes the problems that we have in TVPRA, to fix the unaccompanied alien children problem, where they're being sometimes released to people who claim to be their relatives and they aren't, to fix the problems with things like the Flores settlement and all of these problems and loopholes in the asylum system, and then to once and for all get the funding to deploy the technology at the border that we need, because we're outgunned right now. And then the final thing is to expand the E-Verify program, because no matter how good your security is at the border, if people can come over and get jobs and keep those jobs and get paid under the table or get paid using fake credentials, which is identity theft from the American people, then they're going to find a way around any security measure that you may have. And so ensuring that they cannot get jobs once they get to the United States, or making it more difficult for them to do so, is a key part of this. So
yeah, and with guys like John Cornyn, who are voting for omnibus bills that send money down to the border but prohibit its use from securing the border, you have it guaranteed that this is a bipartisan affliction. These pro-illegal immigration folks like John Cornyn need to be stopped. And I understand that some folks are out there rolling their eyes saying, yeah, here comes the House. They pass a strong bill. And the only reason why they know it, the reason why they pass a strong bill is because they know that John Cornyn, Mitch McConnell, and all these weak Republicans will join Democrats and defeat it in the Senate. Even if Chuck Toomer allows it to get a vote, it'll still be defeated in the Senate. Let's listen to Tom Homan's response to Molly Lyon.
I don't think so. Let me say this. I started my career as a Border Patrol agent. I wore that uniform. These are 20,000 American patriots. They're American heroes. They put their lives on the line every day for this nation. Thank God we got them down there. But by the Democrats not showing up, it was so disrespectful, so disgusting for these 20,000 men and women who serve this nation every day. I mean, to not show up the hearing and hear from career law enforcement officers about the problem on the border. They've been ignoring it since Joe Biden's taken office. But look, you heard the testimony. The testimony is clear. The border is in a crisis mode. Our lawmakers, regardless of Republican or Democrats, need to come together and save lives. Look, we've already had over 1,700 migrants dying in U.S. soil because this crisis on the border. We got 106,000 Americans who died from drug overdoses. We got a record number of children and women being sex trafficked across that border. Doesn't that matter to the Democrat Party? Wasn't the Border Patrol worthy enough for them to show up and at least listen to the men and women that wear that uniform, what's happening? I was disgusted by no Democrats showing up, and the Border Patrol agents deserve better, a lot better.
That was his commentary, and I don't disagree with anything that he said. It was disgusting of the Democrats. But I think you and I have to be fair, don't we, that it's also Republicans who are complicit in this. It is guys like Cornyn and McConnell who also don't care about the sex slave trade, who also don't care about the what was it, 1,700 dead illegal aliens, and not to mention the 108,000 dead Americans. They just don't care, do they, Chris?
Yeah, and I mean, really, thank God for the presidency of Donald Trump, who brought these issues back into the mainstream and made it acceptable to have a sane position on border security, where you didn't have to go for sort of this grand bargain approach to everything. And it's true that the mainstream establishment of both parties has been to blame at one point or the other throughout this border crisis that we've seen right here today, although I would argue that it's mostly on the Biden administration in the short term. But this has been going on since, you know, the late 70s, early 80s. in large numbers. And so we've had multiple administrations that have had a chance to fix this. And the thing is that the American people would have been in favor of it every time that they're polled. No one wants to see what's going on at the southern border go on. No one. The only people that this benefits is the donor class and the firms and sometimes the people coming off over themselves. But right now, the situation we have, increasingly people are put into forced work agreements, or they're put into, you know, drug smuggling or drug muling agreements where their families are being threatened if they don't go through with it. And so it's not even good for them.
Yeah. Yeah. And not to mention the whole death and dying part. I mean, 100%. And there is no excuse for any of this. And I've said this several times. The American people, the majority of the American people, do not support illegal immigration. The problem is the majority of Washington, D.C. does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. Chris Russo, everybody. Texans for Strong Borders. If folks want to help you out, where can they go?
You can find us at our website, strongborders.org. Or you can follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Strong Borders TX.
Chris Russo, thanks very much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Chris.
And that there, my friends, puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, visit a couple of websites, please. TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. That's where you go to find all the big news in Texas. It impacts Texas. Guarantee it's going to impact all of these United States. Check out some of the enterprising journalism they are doing there. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's how you track down the Chris Salcedo shows. On AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, simulcast worldwide on TNT Radio. Also, check out the Chris Salcedo show on Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.
Automation is powering what's possible for businesses of every size in every industry. Unlock your potential at Automate, the largest showcase of robotics and automation in North America, May 22nd through the 25th in Detroit, Michigan. With over 600 exhibitors, 200 speakers, and more than 25,000 registrants, there's no better way to power your business. Register for free at automateshow.com. That's automateshow.com. Automation is powering what's possible for businesses of every size in every industry. Unlock your potential at Automate, the largest showcase of robotics and automation in North America, May 22nd through the 25th in Detroit, Michigan. With over 600 exhibitors, 200 speakers, and more than 25,000 registrants, there's no better way to power your business. Register for free at automateshow.com. That's automateshow.com.